For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Let's get back to local. Let's get back to talking about the Chiefs. I can save my brains and IU thoughts. It's the same nonsense as it is before. All right, so this is where I would like to start. Let me read to you guys a recent report from Jordan Schultz, who is definitely plugged in. He does great work with Bleacher Report. Chiefs wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with the injury that he suffered on Saturday, per multiple sources. Opening night is 3 weeks from this Thursday night. KC opens up at home against Baltimore and then also Cincinnati. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back here. I just kind of looked at the calendar and did the math. This is about what I thought. So if opening night is 3 weeks away and it's a 4 to 6 week injury, I don't think he's going to play the game against Baltimore. Also don't think he's playing against Cincinnati. I think the possible return date is the game against the Atlanta Falcons. That also goes in line with what we were told yesterday from Dr. David Chow that joined us on this show. Here's what he said the best case scenario was. Here's what he said the worst case scenario was.
Well, best case scenario, he's ready week one, right? And the worst case scenario is PUP. And, you know, look, I can't tell you enough how I have to applaud Tyreek Hill on how fast he recovered. His SC joint recovery was, I don't know, to use a phrase, an Adrian Peterson-like ACL recovery, right? It's faster than most. So I don't want Hollywood Brown to feel like he's pressured to match that, especially since he's on the same team and it's a relatively unusual injury. I'm trying to give him some leeway. I would say his return is closer to 6 to 8 weeks than perhaps the 4 to 6 that's being broadcast, and hopefully it doesn't extend beyond the 8 weeks, which would be 4 weeks of PUP.
I do not believe that he is going to go on the PUP list. So for those of you that are unfamiliar with the PUP list, that is physically unable to perform, just think about it like football's disabled list. It used to be 6 weeks. They have now shortened that to 4. So you cannot come back. Doesn't matter if you feel healthy and you wake up with 2 weeks to go. No, if they put you on the list, you cannot play the first 4 weeks of the season. I'm going to guess, just based on how the Chiefs play this thing, they don't put you on the PUP list unless just really worst case scenario. So I think what has happened is he's going to make the 53-man roster, and they're just going to make him inactive for the most part over the course of the first couple of weeks. We know he's not playing. They know he's not going to play. You don't have to make any roster decisions. You can kind of keep everybody and do it from there. So I would be surprised. This timetable that we also get from Jordan Schultz would also suggest that he's not going on the PUP list. If he was going on the PUP list, I think you would know by now. There's too many great reporters out there. We have heard the same timeline basically from the beginning. If it is a 4 to 6 week injury and we are 3 weeks out from the start of the season, if he is just going to miss weeks 1 and 2, they're not putting him on the list. If he is going to miss weeks 1, 2, and 3, I still don't think they put him on the list and they have him go out there for the fourth game against the New Orleans Saints. I would just be surprised if he makes the list, Rob.
I mean, based on Jordan Schultz reporting, I would imagine he doesn't make the list. But the 4 weeks is what? Outside of week 2, it's kind of the 4 week window. let's say they feel like it's going to be closer to six, because 4 to 6 weeks is a window. It doesn't mean at the 4 week mark you're 100% healthy. I'm ready to go. It's been 4 weeks. Ding, check the box. Maybe the body takes more like 6 weeks to get ready. And if it is 6 weeks, you're looking at post week three to bring him back. At that point, save the roster spot, massage the roster math, protect a player from the practice squad that you think's on the fringe, and put him on PUP, which now goes 4 weeks. I think, and they'll know in the building, and Rick Burkhalter is as good as anyone at doing this, they'll know based on how his body is by the end of the preseason, if it's more like, hey, 3 weeks out of the regular season versus 1 or 2, because if you're going to miss games 1, 2, and 3, the roster math is simple. Just have him miss the fourth one and massage the roster to get a Justin Ross on the roster, to get Nico Remigio on the roster. I say if you're going to miss 3 weeks, just pup him and have him miss the four, but it depends on how his body is responding, and they'll know that by the end of the preseason.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.